Today is the fifth week of Lent. Take a moment to pause and breathe in and out slowly, intentionally. Rest in and welcome God's grace-filled presence. How we view ourselves has a significant bearing on how we live our lives, make our decisions, and interact with others. God has a lot to say about who we are and who we can become, but far too often, we don't hear it because we don't believe it.
Imagine yourself looking in the mirror right now. What do you see? Do you simply notice the hair out of place? Or the blemish not concealed? Or that new gray hair that you know wasn't there yesterday? Still looking into your mirror, have you ever heard that God considers you a treasure of enormous worth? What is your first reaction to hearing this affectionate truth while contemplating your reflection in the mirror?
As you receive today's scripture that bridges the Old Testament with the New, listen for who God says you are.
Out of all nations, you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
What expressive term is most striking to you from this vivid declaration of who you are as God's treasured possession? In the Old Testament, a priest was a channel of God's love and grace. Picture yourself standing before your family, friends, co-workers, and neighbors. How are you being an active channel of God's love and grace to them?
As you hear the New Testament portion of today's scripture again, do so by returning to your imaginary mirror. Look at yourself, knowing that as a follower of Jesus, this is who you are, who God is calling, enabling, and transforming you to become during this refining season of Lent and beyond.
But you are the ones chosen by God, chosen for the high calling of priestly work, chosen to be a holy people, God's instruments to do his work and speak out for him, to tell others of the night and day difference he made for you, from nothing to something, from rejected to accepted.
In these final moments today, talk to Jesus about what's stirring in you as you hear the truth of the scriptures laid over how you see yourself in the mirror. Then listen for what Jesus says to you in return.
Lord Jesus, search us and know our hearts. Test us and know our anxious thoughts. Point out in us anything that offends you, and lead us along the path of everlasting life. Amen.